Sava. On Thursday morning, sad news reached the Czech Republic from neighbouring Slovakia. Jan Langoš, whom Czechs remember as the first post-communist interior minister, was killed in a car crash. Mr. Langoš was 59. Jan Langoš's life was a tapestry of activity, both before the revolution of 1989 and after. Linda Maštalíš brings us more.
O bezpečnostnej situácii občania vedia, pretože noviny sú plné prípadov trestnej činnosti.
The voice of Jan Langoš there. When Czechoslovakia broke free from communist rule in late 1989, he took on the monumental job of Minister of the Interior. Next to the presidential office and the foreign ministry, this was no doubt the most important post in the country. Jan Langoš served as interior minister from early 1990 until July 1992, that is, until the time when Czechoslovakia was headed down the road to a breakup. Sociologist and longtime friend of Mr. Langoš, Fedor Gal, remembers when Jan Langoš became interior minister and what awaited him.
It's important to say that entering high politics in the immediate post-November 1989 era was very different than it is today. These were not people who were elected to posts on the basis of elections, but rather people who were nominated. Accepting such a position was connected to a great deal of risk, and the whole political situation was very uncertain. Jan Langoš became the Federal Minister of the Interior under those conditions. There was a great mess waiting for him at the ministry, and the huge task of ridding this institution of the hated STB. He managed to achieve this rather quickly, but he earned a great many enemies for himself in the process.
Prior to the Velvet Revolution, Jan Langoš belonged to the underground in Slovakia. His presence during illegal Samizdat bookbinding sessions was frequent, and he was very close to the Slovak Catholic opposition. In November 1989, Jan Langoš joined the Slovak-based Public Against Violence group and began his association with the world of high politics. When Czechoslovakia broke apart, Jan Langoš became a Slovak member of parliament, and until 2001 he served as the chairman of Slovakia's Democratic Party. When he left parliament in 2002, a new chapter started in Jan Langoš's life. He devoted all of his energies to ensuring that Slovaks would not forget their 20th century history. In 2003, Jan Langoš became the director of the newly established Slovak Institute of National Memory, for which he fought tirelessly. Friend Fedor Gal says that this work became Jan Langoš's calling.
Pro Jana Langoše byl problém komunismu, problém totalitní moci, problém paměti.
For Jan Langoš, the problem of communism, totalitarian regimes, and the question of national memory was a mission. The fact he managed to establish the Slovak Institute of National Memory is an incredible feat. He encountered very strong opposition. The way in which he went public with STB documents on the internet caused a wave of aversion, not to mention numerous court cases. As a result, Jan Langoš had many enemies, and I think that in essence he was a lonely person. Of course, he had several great friends, but his public work was risky, and he committed himself to it fully.
Jan Langoš not only worked tirelessly for the cause of securing a Slovak national memory, but in recent years he also worked closely with his Czech colleagues and friends to see that a similar institute would be established here in the Czech Republic. A Czech Institute of National Memory is likely to appear here in early 2007, but one of its most important spiritual supporters will no longer be here to welcome it. Jan Langoš died tragically just 2 months short of his 60th birthday.
That report by Linda Maštalíš.